Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey everyone, it's Eli here, and we survived the Fringe Festival, which means we have some new live episodes of Civilized coming to you in the fall before we start recording on season 5. In the meantime, though, we want to introduce you to a brand new sci-fi audio drama that we really, really love. It's called Broken Road. It's set in a dystopian near future. We're following Emmett, who's a war vet full of like half-busted military implants, and a struggling single mom named Rebecca, who's battling it out with a nasty agritech corporation and their super enhanced goons. It's really cool. Check it out. Broken Road is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or visit recursor.tv/brokenroad. And here's episode 1. Enjoy.
Oscar, you still with me? Oscar.
Yeah, I read. Are you in position?
Not yet. How are you holding up?
My stack is low. Real low.
Shut down everything except comms. I'm almost there.
You really think this is a good idea? You know what happened last time we tried to get help.
The kid was right to be concerned. Sloughers like us avoid civilians, but these government-issue implants were never designed to last this long. I got half a dozen part failures, and Oscar's stack is redlining, even worse than mine. He won't last the night, unless I get him some power. Oscar, I got eyes on the camp. Typical tent city, hawkers, nomads, tweaks, pros. It's bigger than the last one.
How does it look? Any juice?
Let me see.
Scanning. Unable to confirm.
I need a closer look.
I should have gone with you.
You have to conserve power. I'll be fine.
Well, watch your 6. Mods you got? You're a walking ATM in there.
What are you looking at, Schlaffer?
Keep an eye out for the law.
No cops are gonna bother with a hellhole like this.
It's not them I'm worried about. What else you see?
Couple Sloughers worse off than us.
Hey, Schlaffer. You fighting the SA?
Where else?
Me too. Got these after a drone strike. Worked okay for a bit. Hey, you got PZT actuators?
None I can spare.
Face it, we're dinosaurs. Ever since they rolled out nanotech, they stopped making parts for us Sloughers.
Now they just shoot them up with microscopic machines.
Listen, Emmett, if I don't make it, just keep going. Don't you come back for me.
No, that's not happening. Just hold on.
Scanning.
There.
Confirmation. Multiple power supply units.
I got it.
Watch where you're going, Slaffer.
Hey, you need some power? I take parts.
Just give him the bag. What else you been carrying it around for?
She was her friend, Oscar.
You do the same to me?
No, I wouldn't.
How would you?
This'll get you a full cell.
I need a stack.
Sorry, Slav. One cell is the best I can do. You want it or not?
We got cover!
Oh, shit.
What is it?
What's the law doing here?
That far from town? It's got to be a private force.
Listen up. Y'all need to clear out now. We're authorized to use force.
Fuck you, pig. Where are we supposed to go?
The one in charge is modded.
A Slaffer?
No. Nano. You tell from here that he's pumped full of that shit.
That's Arlen.
Who's Arlen?
You don't want to find out.
He just killed a guy.
Emmett, get out of there!
What about you?
We'll find another way. Just get out of there!
Don't fucking touch me! Please!
I made it back to Oscar, but he's barely holding on. I gotta find somewhere to plug him in.
Where am I?
Some field. I don't know.
Put me down, damn it. You're gonna burn out.
I'm gonna be fine, man.
Oh, my skin!
It's haptic discharge. You just hang in there.
I told you not to come back for me.
And I told you that wasn't happening. Now do your thing. Find something.
I got nothing, man.
Try again.
Wait. Up ahead. Something's powered.
An irrigation hut. I see it. Just hang on. Drones. Quiet. We're almost there. Don't you die on me, soldier.
Caution. Approaching private facility.
Breaking into Chemo Grove property will get you killed.
You don't have a choice.
It hurts. Like knives. Stabbing me from inside.
Shut off your pain receptors. Don't be a hero.
No. I want to feel something. Look at us. More metal than meat.
Don't you go waxing poetic. I'll get you plugged in.
And then what?
Power up. Fix your stack. You'll be good to go.
Until the next thing breaks. I'm tired, Emmett. Where does it end? It might as well be here.
Just hold on. I got it. Got the cable. I'll find an outlet.
No! No, don't leave me alone out here!
Where is it? Where is it? There we go. There. You're plugged in. You still with me? You're plugged in. You should be charging. Come on, buddy. Come on.
Usage restricted.
What?
This facility is for Chemigrow customers and employees only.
Shit. Come on, Oscar. Come on! Come on, Oscar! No. No, no. No, no. No! No! I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oscar Vasquez. He wasn't the first comrade I lost along the way. There were Sanjay, Tony, Emily. It was Emily's arm we were trading back at the encampment. Slaffers like us are worth more dead than we are alive. But I'll keep my word and bury Oscar. Some chips you just don't cash in. Times like this, I think of my daughter. Open 0421. Enhance.
Ooh! Daddy, you're home?
Do you want to see the castle I made?
Stop.
Hey, boss, you see that truck?
I seen him. Get ready. Only gonna get one shot. Arlen Frey, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Yelena Kovic, you don't look packed.
Nothing gets past you, do it?
Well, you know why I'm here. The association gets what they're owed, one way or another.
I told you, I ain't paying, and I ain't leaving neither.
Well, how's that fair on the folks who pay on time?
You ain't taking my farm.
Well, ain't your farm no more. It belongs to Chemigrow now. So why don't you come along quietly and not make this more difficult than it has to be?
You seen this shotgun here? Next step, I put a bullet in your chest.
Why you wanna go making trouble?
How do you sleep at night? Shaking down good people, done seen you grow up. It ain't right.
It is my legal right as head of security to collect a fee. Nothing comes free. You ought to know that.
I tell you what I know. This is my farm, and I ain't leaving.
Oh, you are leaving. Tonight.
You ain't the law.
I'm as close as you get. What are you looking at over there?
Something's on the roof. Wow. Great shot, boss.
Roy, go and get that dead guy that just fell off the roof.
I'll kill you, you son of a bitch! My leg! You shot me in the leg!
I told you not to make this difficult.
He got a piece of you. You're bleeding.
Well, sure enough, that's fine. Always love watching these little guys do their thing.
What? What is that? Your arm, it just healed itself.
You know what this is? This is the best nanotech money can buy.
You ain't even a man no more.
I'm more than that. I'm invincible.
No good, Sloffer. Must have missed him under the overpass.
Sloffer's got rights, too.
Oh, they sure do. But vagrants and roustabouts do not. Not in my town. Just so happens most Sloffers we see around here happen to be... What's that phrase I'm supposed to use again? I can't keep up. Experiencing homelessness?
You're a rotten son of a bitch, Arlen Frey.
Want me to finish her off, boss?
She's going to county for attempted murder. And for being a raging bitch.
What about the Sloffer?
Oh, let's take a look. He's an older model. Arm's practically vintage. Leg looks new, though. Toss him in the truck, and I'll see that he gets where he needs to go.
Alert. Battery 16%.
I must have burned through my charge bearing Oscar.
Immediate recharge recommended.
Really? Thanks for the tip. More drones. I can't be here. Maybe there's a tractor or something with a battery in one of these fields. There's a farmhouse on the other side of this bramble. A few missing shingles, but well kept. Proud. That barn by the road might have an outlet. Get in and out. No one the wiser. Someone's outside the barn. A woman. She's working in a garden, taking notes, real methodical-like. I should be able to sneak past her without her noticing. This barn has seen better days, but there's an outlet. I could plug in there.
Charging. Time to full power. 6 hours, 21 minutes.
The hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
Are you alone?
Yes, ma'am. You can put the gun down.
Or I can keep it right where it is. Where are you headed?
Into town.
This town? Why in the hell would you want to go there?
The VA's holding a battery stack for me.
Remote ops.
How did you...
Tattoo on your arm. Where were you stationed?
Uruguay.
Huh. Rebecca Clark.
Emmett Lee. Thank you.
Don't thank me yet. You hear that? That'll be Arlen.
I knew that name. Lawman from last night. Same bastard who shot that slougher in cold blood.
He must have seen you on the drone feeds. Okay, if he asks, you're working for me. You know much about farming equipment?
No. But my neural implant lets me drive about anything.
That might do. All right, take this tablet. You see that auger? Right there.
Yeah, I do.
It hasn't worked in 6 years, but unless you want the meanest son of a bitch with a badge to drag you off into the night, you'll get it working again, and fast.
Broken Road is executive produced by Jacob Pinion and E.J. Kalunas. Directed by Ron Newcomb. Starring Lana McKissick, Peter Shinkoda, Manu Bennett, and Indiana Masala. Please visit recursor.tv/Broken Road for more information.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy. Available now.